the same is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salaamu Alaikum. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. So, welcome. In this episode, we're gonna speak about this question and the answer of it. What do we gain from Azadari, or morning gathering for Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him? Today, Sunday, is 22nd of the month of Muharram, the month of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, in 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. Corresponding to the 18th of Murdad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of August, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we try to learn some more about verses of the Holy Quran. For today, chapter Fajr is chosen, verses 27 to 30. Let's listen to it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة.
To the righteous it will be said, O reassured soul.
ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية.
Return to your Lord, well pleased and pleasing to Him.
فادخلي في عبادي.
And enter among my righteous servants.
وادخلي جنتي.
And enter my paradise.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
How interesting and delightful these words are, full of grace, peace, tranquility, and confidence. It is a direct invitation from Allah to the souls who are at peace with confidence because of their faith. Some commentators denote that these verses were revealed about Hamza, Sayyid al-Shuhada. But regarding the surah, which is Meccan, this attitude is indeed a kind of verification, not used for the occasion of revelation, as it was also mentioned about Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him.
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyid al-Shuhada. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
And the topic of today's episode of today's special, we try to find the answer of what do we gain from Azadari, or morning gatherings of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. Every child must keep in his mind that these morning ceremonies for Imam al-Hussein, that is entitled Azadari of Imam al-Hussein, is the life of the Shia religion and a symbol of the Shia religion throughout the world. It would be great travesty to say that this is just a historical event and we should leave it in the past and only bring it up in classrooms, commemorating the tragedy of Karbala, rekindle in us the message of Imam al-Hussein, and reestablishes and strengthens the connection we have with Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all. Hence, we see that the infallible Imams, peace be upon him, relentlessly insisted that their Shias establish commemorations for the remembrance of Imam al-Husayn in gatherings that are commonly known as majalis, or gatherings of sorrow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today, we are going to talk about the do's and don'ts of mourning and azadari on Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The month of Muharram is a book so expensive and worthwhile. Its days and nights, hours and moments are pages with ontological and deontological lessons. Indeed, Muharram teaches man how to live and die by saying, "We shall never accept disgrace." Imam Hussein alayhi salam, peace be upon him, sent a message to all human generations at all ages. Times and lands seek justice and truth to rise up against unjust rulers and tyrannical governments and not to surrender to them. In addition, when he was alone facing thousands of bloodthirsty criminals, he called out loud, "Is there any helper to help us?" It was as though he asked all conscious men and human generation at all times to help him. He who lost all his comrades dear and near a few minutes earlier, he who dragged Ali al-Akbar, his son's body, to the tent a while ago, he who saw his devout brother and the standard bearer of Karbala, Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas, ask in his own blood, he who had no one with him and was certain that the enemy would not spare him, he knew very well that he would meet his grandfather with thirsty lips. Why did he ask for help? Surely he did not ask others for help to save himself. In reality, he also asked future generations for help. He wants them not to forget the fading tree of monotheism and to safeguard the blood that he and his friends shed to irrigate the tree, so that the Ashura movement might become perpetual and the memory of the martyrs of Karbala be kept alive permanently and Islam be ensured.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn. It is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah.
The companions and associates, the Shiites. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "Surely Allah has chosen for us the followers or the Shiites who assist us and are happy at our happiness and are sad in our sadness." Paradise, the recompense of Azadari. Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn used to say, "Every mu'min whose eyes shed tears upon the killing of Husayn ibn Ali and his companions, such that the tears roll down his cheeks, Allah shall accommodate him in the elevated rooms of paradise."
أعظم الله جورنا وجوركم بمصابنا بيب الأحرار سيد الشهداء أبي عبد الله الحسين. وجعلنا من المنتظمين بمصابهم مع إمامهن منصورهن من آل محمد.
This is today's special and the history and philosophy of Azal Hussein. When the prisoners were finally freed by Yazid, they asked for an opportunity to have rites of remembrance in Damascus. A house was made available to them, and Azal Hussein went on for over a week, just as Hazrat Musa had been raised in the palace of the enemy of Allah. Lady Zainab laid the foundation of Azal Hussein in the very capital of his murder. On their return to Medina, Lady Zainab took over the leadership of Azal Hussein in the city of the Holy Prophet. This aroused such strong emotions in the people and such revulsion against the oppressor that the government wrote to Yazid to have Lady Zainab exiled from Medina. This was done in the beginning of 62 AH. Lady Zainab demised shortly afterwards.
Crying is the weapon of the believer of the faithful who expresses his faith or her faith through weeping sometimes, through crying. The hadith says, قَطْرَةٌ مِنَ الدَّمْءِ فِي جَوْفِ اللَّيْلِ تُطْفِئُ بِحَارًا مِنْ غَضَبِ اللَّهِ. That a single teardrop out of awe and honor and humility to God, it extinguishes oceans of the wrath of God. Because this is an expression, the tears, they come from the heart. It is an expression of one's purity of heart and faith to be able to express this through one's tears and through weeping. And thus we find many examples from history of prophets and messengers. The prominent example of Prophet Ya'qub alayhi salam, Jacob, peace be upon him. The Quran tells us, and we know this story, of his love for his son Yusuf. And he loses his son Yusuf. For many years, for decades, he loses his son. And this causes him a great amount of grief and distress. The Quran reminds us. It tells us about the state of Ya'qub alayhi salam. When his brothers, Yusuf's brothers, they come to their father Ya'qub and they tell him that we have lost our son. We lost him. He's no longer with us. Prophet Ya'qub grieves. He begins to weep. And he does so for many years. The Quran says, وَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُمْ وَقَالَ يَا أَسَفَى عَلَىٰ يُوسُفَ. Turned away from them. And he expressed grievance over Yusuf. وَبْيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. The Quran says, Ya'qub alayhi salam, he wept over Yusuf, over his loss of Yusuf, for so much that he lost his eyesight. And this is a prophet of God. This is an example that the Quran gives us.
Dear brothers and sisters, please accept our condolences on the month of Muharram, the month of Hussein and his true followers. That was all for today's special, and inshallah we meet you soon. Till then, fi amanillah.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa
ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.